don't throw them away when you're 45, you know. Insurance shoes.
Terrible,
yeah.
What about women's shoes?
Ah, yeah, high heels, you know, clods, clogs and, you know, wedges and, you know, just anything. Okay. Straps, heels.
What about men's and women's hairstyle?
Not so much as it used to be back in the days of the bouffant and all that stuff, but, you know, flat tops, mm-hmm. curlies, frizzies, afros, mm-hmm. you know. It's a big joke when a white guy gets an afro, you know. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't use blowout because they're afraid somebody will think they said blow job and then get all messed up, you know. But, yeah, you know, afros, curly, you know, frizzy, like Mac Davis has got a, he's got a curly, but Gabe Kaplan, I guess you would say, has either an afro or a frizzy. I don't know.
What about any names you've ever heard, say, a man who has womanish ways? What would you call him?
A puss. Yeah. Queer, you know.
Wouldn't that necessarily make him say queer?
Well, you think homosexual is what you think. Someone who has, you know, tendencies to, you know, desire to be close to a man more so than a woman. But weird, weirdo, you know.
Any names?
Sissy.
For male homosexual?
Just queer, you know.
Fag, fairy.
Yeah, fag, fairy, all of those, you know.
What about a female homosexual?
Well, the difference is, I think, that in 99 cases out of 102, they're harder to detect. You know what I mean? Butch, you know, or a bitch. But anyway, you know, there's a lot of that around. I say it a lot, but I mean, you know, there's equal amount, I'm sure, but everybody knows what a lesbian is, but, you know, it's not as easy to spot one as it would be the guy in purple pants prissing down the road holding his cigarette high, you know, with his keys hanging out of his pockets, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
A fairy.
Would you ever say for a woman, nymphomaniac?
Yeah, you know. That's, in my opinion, someone who's never had a real man. Because if she ever got a hold of one, you stop that shit, you know what I mean? This would be a woman who's sexually overdriven or something like that. Like I said, if she ever got a hold of a real man long enough, she'd stop that stuff and say, hey, I believe I'll take you home with me. You know, but anyway.
What about a man who's like this? Sexually overactive?
Whoremonger. You know. I don't know. Not
any, names at all that have anything to do with that, like somebody who thinks he's very efficient.
Yeah, he thinks he's good.
Yeah, mm. He likes to sweep around. He doesn't.
Mm. Cute ass.
Yeah, that kind of
no, he's cute ass. Thinks he's cute, you know. Has no regard just so long as it's a woman, you know. Like I told a guy one time, I said, well, so-and-so had propositioned a snake, you know. He'd hold its head. But, and there's a lot of that around. Sure is, you know, and I got absolutely no use for them. And, my wife said something about somebody one time, and I said, well, I just want to tell you that if he ever as much as looks at you, you know, he'll wish that he didn't. Because I just don't like a guy like that everybody he sees, you know, he's sizing him up as a sexual object, you know. I mean, because he's got a wife and three kids at home, you know. How's he going to like it when people do his daughter that way or his wife that way, you know? But, you know, he's a cute ass. I say everybody's got their own different names for it, you know.
Any names for a woman who's kind of like that, sleeps around?
Whore. You know. I mean, you know. It's kind of like being a nigger. I mean, you know. If you are, you are, you know.
Have you ever heard any slang terms for a very ugly boy or man?
Nah. Yeah, you know, I'm always saying something, you know. So-and-so looks like he caught a fire and got beat out with a baseball shoe, you know, having reference probably to his terminal acne or something like that. But, nah, just ugly, you know.
No, now.
Not especially, you know.